in the background right now? Some kind of backgroundy music from Brian Eno. Hello, Gang of Thieves. We celebrate Christmas in many ways in cultures around the world. In the Old West, cowboys were short of wood for their Christmas tree, so they naturally just heisted the Indian totem pole from across town and brought it back, strung lights around it, and put a star on top. And the Indians were so mad, they took the white man's payroll strongbox and brought it back to the tribe and spent it on a silver mine. This winter, don't let your fuel bills bleed you like the freshwater lamprey bleeds the rainbow trout until both are swallowed in turn by the walleye bass. In the following appeal to hunters, please obey the code no matter what. The game warden this year had to retire because of budget cuts, so you're on the honor system. Obey the codes and don't mix alcohol with cigarettes. This year, on the Christmas of infamy, when the nation totters on the brink of war, on the edge of recession, in an age of doubt, under the cracking pillars of fear, we here at the radio station are committed to cheering up you lot of down-in-the-mouth soreheads and mopes this Christmas. Volunteer to shovel walks for the elderly, unless you are a subhuman, uncaring, cold-hearted snake of a person without one shred of basic human virtue, I hope you choke. If you can help out, call the church of your choice and pledge to sing out loud in public for charity. Call the church of your choice. You have a horrible dream in which you've forgotten your clothing and must meet three different ghosts who scare you and then make friends, pretty much like Casper, and teach you the lesson of life. Share what you have with the disc jockey. I'm Mr. Mark. It's the Mr. Mark Show. Because it's Christmas. Here's a group called the Jesus and Mary Chain. Okay. Jesus Christ Superstar rolling around sideways on the turntables, sideways. And before that, Jesus and Mary Chain, you couldn't miss them. They sure were smooth. In the background right now is the disc jockey synthesizer creepy music for Talking Over. WMUH Allentown. WMUH Allentown. Well, gang, I'm Mr. Mark, and Christmas is the time of year when merchants from all over the state try to wean a living from you tight-fisted blue-collar types. Hooked as you are on the FM signal here, we remind you the true meaning of Christmas is giving, as in this horrible holiday story about a stranded motorist whose snowbound car is approached by a local serial killer disguised as an axe-wielding tow truck driver. Just passing by, the axe-wielding tow truck driver makes his move of violence on this female motorist, who turns the tables and chokes him and hangs him on his own tow truck hook, horrible as it sounds, and runs into a third violent maniac, a cult ring skinhead, and through the gift of understanding at Christmas, they make an adults-only holiday movie instead, with a camcorder hidden in the home of you, the listener. be admonished you should carefully examine each room in your home for just such a hidden lens. Finally, in the boudoir, you find it, a leftover present from your adoring relatives. No, it's another intrusion into your life by big business. Most local people know. Census information is obtained largely for the convenience of retailers and businessmen interested in your lifestyle and shopping habits. But did you know? You may be filmed at home to determine the facts about your tawdry private life so doctors of psychiatry can save us from ourselves. If you find a camcorder in your boudoir, just leave it there. Forget about it and go about your business without a conscience. The true meaning of Christmas is giving. Therefore, mend your ways and join the human race. Don't live all your life in your present state as a mind parasite in search of yesterday. I'm Mr. Mark. It's the Christmas special for you atheists. Consumers refused to listen this Christmas. Consumers refused to listen to the disc jockey's wise admonishment to boost the economy through the purchasing of large and costly gift items to send the merchants home smiling. Instead, you cheap and selfish charlatans brought home presents like shoelaces, incense sticks, Gumbies shaped like Bible figures, and greeting cards to give to their unforgiving spouses and scheming kids. But there is still a chance to pull local businesses up out of the quicksand of poverty. This year, if you receive a defective or unwanted present, don't take it back. That's right, don't take it back to the store for exchange or refund. It bothers the retailer, who has enough problems. Instead, dismantle the gift as a protest against garbage and discard. You'll be making it easier to hold Christmas again next year. Never mind that now. Anyway, attention, go to church this Christmas. Enter the church of your choice for the sake of your children, a pack of nihilists, and yourself, a Bolshevik and Marxist who cannot find the true way. 1 hour in church could hook you and commit you to a life of monastic fasting, piety, and self-restriction. It's that or the eternal fiery furnace that waits below. For unreligious types such as yourself, if you can't bring yourself to go inside of a church, at least give money to the church of your choice, stave off bankruptcy, and then the eternal fires will be just that little bit cooler. Church is also a great way to meet chicks. All the hot babes go there, feeling guilty about the night before, so bear that in mind as you veer off the road into the police car of fate. The music you were listening to contains nonverbal commands on a subliminal level which may cause a change in your behavior or plunge you into a song about a guy who learns the true meaning of Christmas from a talking car on a TV show. The talking car says, "You're tuned to the Mr. Mark Show. I'm Mr. Mark. Remember to recycle those Christmas cards for next year." "Hey, dude, it's Christmas, but you, the rationalist, want to worship a faceless universe through humanist atheism, a non-denominational approach to cult brainwashing that leaves you, the follower, in control of your meaningless world, just you and your portable radio in a tense and lawless world of the future after the economy collapses and machines take your job. Humanist atheism sees Santa Claus as the false promise of a class of wealthy gangsters who control the radio station and broadcast so-called facts about local life that aren't true. You, the humanist atheist, are so chuckle-headed you believe it. Machines have taken over your job. You run amok under the strain of confusion, and only the reasonable voice of radio can placate you and talk you down into a lethargic state of relaxed somnolence and passivity, which keeps toads like you in line all year. The music you are listening to was paid for by peacekeepers and patriots who prefer an ordered nation of right-thinking types to your particular brand of democracy, a triple X, anything-goes playland for maniacs. This was or would have been a Christmas reminder to all that books are your key to a world of adventure, but magazines are even better. They are bendable, and they go right in your pocket, plus which more pictures, more airbrushed photographs filled with curse words you can't see. It's the Mr. Mark Show on a union holiday with a special reminder, spare your ears, give up music. Now here's this. What was I going to... Oh, I recall very closely. Okay, I got to push one button. Well, troopers, I've got the traffic safety spot for you. Somewhere, it's written down. I thought, over by the program log. Where's the program? It's required. Oh, geez. Well, it could be over by the emergency response manual. That's here by the... It's over... Oh, geez, that's required, too. But I'm sure they have... Well, over by my own radio license here on the... Here, which is a federal... gang, here comes a quiz for state residents who never played the lottery. Do you feel the state lotto is gambling? No, it's not gambling because the cops look the other way and proceeds go in part to assist some unfortunates at Christmas time when greedy jackals such as yourself refuse to give to the anti-pollution attack squad who paint themselves green as a symbol of the earth. They paint themselves green, but the pores have to breathe, so they leave a blank spot on their tongues to symbolize the voice of peaceful protest. It doesn't work, and they collapse and immediately reincarnate into a future time when a race of reason and truth shall repair the damage done to the earth by you, the smoker. Give up smoking. If you can't do it yourself, get help. Ask your doctor. Teach your child by the gift of example to enter a monastery and give up all pleasures in favor of a clean conscience and no gambling. However, the state lotto is a different story. Buy a ticket today and help the lottery commission and the needy. I'm Mr. Mark. The Mr. Mark Show celebrates your happiest Christmas ever. Your happiest Christmas ever. Christmas happening, dudes. You're listening to the Happy Elves making little toys and things like that, woodworking projects and the like, somewhere in Alaska.